Okay. I tell you what, you know, Seattle has given a lot of good teams a good ball game. And their youth is exuberant. They hit the boards. They're lively. They're active. And yet their youth still has a ways to go to know how to close out. But we've watched tape on them. They play very good basketball. And so as the game went along, we had to tell ourselves, we got to get tougher. We've got to get better. And we've got to make things happen. We just can't sit back and let them dominate the glass. It seemed like, I don't know what the numbers say, but it seemed like they were dominating the glass. And we weren't executing well enough. So we had to buckle down and get to playing a high-level brand of basketball. And that's what sort of turned the game around. And again, us turning up the intensity and them being young, the combination sort of got the game open for us.
Eddie, in that fourth quarter, the guys did a lot of good things to build the lead back up because they were in it after the first quarter most of the way.
Yeah, again, we the intensity at the defensive end got better. We got into some passing lanes. We finally started rebounding the ball there for a stretch. And we got out and got some breaks going. So we got the offense going through our defense, much less like we did the other night in Milwaukee.
The other before the game, PJ was saying that he hoped to sort of get to a running mode with you guys.
Well, he did. They got out and ran. They spread the floor. They've got two guards that push it very, very well in the middle of the floor. They pass ahead. And that was another thing we talked about. We can't run even with them because they catch on the wing and they beat us straight line to the basket. And I know AD made a great play on Jeff Green there, but that was as close as it got for us as far as defending those straight lines, pass aheads and straight lines. And, you know, again, we scored pretty much in the open floor, and they just didn't have the balance to come back and attack us. But, again, we got back. We defended in the half court. We got steals and deflections and started rebounding better. And then we just got out. And, again, their youth being on the road and, you know, and us picking up the intensity, it's just sort of the way of the NBA.
It's not often that you guys win two straight games by 20 points or more. You talk about being able to relax a little bit.
Who's relaxing? You guys might relax. I don't relax until I know it's, you know, 2.5 to go and the possessions say they can't catch up. But again, we have to coach the young guys. When they go in, there were some things that I'm not pleased about from our bench. When they get in the game, and that's what we're still coaching, no matter if we're up 30 or 3.
Eddie, is your first nine ready to make that next step against the better teams in the NBA as far as Boston, because they're coming up twice this week? What has to be done to make them make that next
make
step?
Us better?
Yeah.
Again, we've got to win every possession almost. In our mind, every possession at each end, we have to say we've got to win it. We've got to do as well as we can. Execute wise and defending, as far as help defending and rebounding, we got to win every possession for us to keep climbing the ladder. And you know, it's almost impossible to do, but that's what your mindset has to be.
And where's Karan now? He's an all-star last year, appears to be on another level, you know, in all areas of this game. Where do you think he's among the best players?
I want to see him against the best players. Let's measure that, okay? Let's measure that with the monsters coming in. You know, we've got Houston, we've got Boston, but who's looking ahead?
Did it surprise you that they were able to out-rebound you on offense?
No, they're number one team in the league rebounding. That's no surprise. We said it. You know, and just watching them, you can see it's nothing you teach. You know, it's Collison who's got a great straight-up pursuit of the ball. It's Kurt Thomas who's one of the best defending in the post and rebounding. They've got two young guys. They've got a big lineup, a three-man and Jeff Green at 6'9". They come off the bench with two 6'10 guys. So, and they have a knack. That's what they do. And they rebound. And they, you know, it was just, as much as we talked about it, I said, geez, you know, we can out-rebound them. Because they're aggressive on the glass. And hey, that's no surprise.
Eddie, you just mentioned we'll have a Houston and Boston coming up. You guys haven't seen a number of the really good teams yet. In order for this team to have games like this against those types of teams, what are they going to have to
do? That's a tough question. You know, we've got to see. You know, I thought we went up to Boston second game of the year and played pretty good for a half. But that's what this team did against us. So I don't want to comment on that right now because I just don't know. We just have to take it, you know, day at a time and just see, you know, possession by possession. We, you know, it's just that sort of thing. Everything we teach in practice, we try to prepare for the world champions. You know, we try to win every possession. We want to execute well. We want to screen better. We want to cut harder. We want to space the floor out every possession, whether it's against Minnesota or Seattle or Boston or Detroit.
Eddie, other than the quality of the opponent, Detroit the other night, has anything changed over the last two games as far as your approach, which you talked about before the Detroit?
No, you know, just your concentration level has to be up. You know, you can't go to sleep on a possession. It's every possession is at each end is a chain, and you can't have a weak link in that chain, or you won't be successful. Or on a consistent basis, you know, everybody's got to be on the same page, do everything we practice, and you know, finish the possession out.
One thing has been an issue with Karan, I guess the trend over the last few games, his assist numbers, well, he's always been a pretty good passer. Seems like almost in a point forward type of moment.
He's handling the ball a lot more than, you know, if Gilbert and Antonio were here, and you know, Gilbert's going to have the ball more, so he's. You know, it's a process. He's growing to know that he's going to handle the ball in the break and in the early offense. And the offense, our half-court offense, our forwards can make plays anyway because we all handle the ball. And he's getting used to the break more or less than anything. Now, I want to get back to, you know, look, we beat Milwaukee, who was down. We beat, we won tonight against Seattle. And we beat another team that was down
in Miami.
And, you know, I don't want to be talking about challenging Detroit and Boston for a championship right now. You know, I told our team at halftime, it got to a point, I said, we're not that good. We're not that good. We're not Boston. We're not Detroit. You know, we're not that good to play out, to come out here and play this half that we played. And, you know, so I just wanted to stroke a fire and just put reality on the table.
That said, there's a lot of teams like that in this league, and if you got you one thing you got.
That's a lot of 500 teams. That's right. We mentioned that. There's a lot of teams at where we are, and it's a fine line winning on taking a step, the next step.
Hey, what did you see out of Durant, and what was the plan to defend him?
We wanted to get into him. This sort of pregame was to Deshaun. Look, Deshaun, you're the sort of I didn't call him an old lion, but you're like the lion after the young antelope. You know, he's long, he's quick, he's lively, and you're short and stumpy and not even going to say that. No, I didn't say that, but I said, you know, you're the guy that's got to be the hunt. You got to be the hunter. He's the prey. You got to find his underbelly and get into him. And that's sort of this defensive vision that we wanted to have with him, you know, get into him. You know, they were high in turnovers, and he's one of the culprits, and we wanted to get into him underneath him and make him turn the ball over and make him put the ball on the floor. You know, get into him off screens when you close out one-on-one. And, you know, he was a lion tonight. He was a true lion.
And is this team capable? I mean, right now, by your own admission, it's like this is a middle-of-the-road team that you have right now. But is it capable, just looking, and I know you don't like to look any farther, but is it capable of going to, not the upper tier maybe, but the next level up?
The bench has to get better. Our bench has to, our last two games, I'm not pleased with our intensity, our concentration level from the bench, especially our younger guys. I think Roger played pretty good today, not great in Milwaukee, but he's been solid. Darius, I think we're waiting for him to get some more lively legs, and I think tonight was a good sign. Today was a good sign, but you know, the rest of our bench our younger guys has to get better.
The wild card has to be Blatch. I mean, this is his third year. He's got to be. You would think
well,
at this
you know,
point he's ready.
We'll see. You know, it's youth, and it's a combination of other things. So we've got to see how it goes. I'm not. So we'll see how it goes. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
You almost had me.